I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
A surprise, and that's underscored, Yankee win tonight in Boston, a game in which they were lifeless, and, you know, you really were just saying to yourself, how can we even watch these guys? And a couple of bloop hits, a couple of big hits, Gardner coming through, Stanton coming through, obviously Florial, Rougned Odor, and then, you know, enough from Loizigan, enough from Chapman, and they win it 4-3, and you're breathing again, basically, is what it comes down to as a ball club, even though it will be a pretty hollow victory if they're not able to win tomorrow. And, you know, that's just the way it is in the world of baseball. When you're down and when you're that far behind a team, you can react all you want to the individual games, but when you play six or seven a week, it really does matter that you follow up. If they lose three or four in this series, then last night's game will not be, or tonight's game, I should say, will not be overly meaningful in the scheme of how you look at the Yankee baseball season. But if they're able to get the split, take the day off, and, you know, get ready for moving ever closer to the deadline and moving ever closer to Tampa and trying to figure out whether they fit in this playoff picture or not, you'll look back on this one as a good one. And sometimes we do, and I'm really guilty of this, we don't enjoy enough the singular sensations of winning games in such a long season. You know, it's the old cliche about enjoying the ride, enjoy the journey. And really, this was one of those examples where you have to enjoy the journey. You know, because it's sort of a, where the bar is set by Yankee fans, no one is readying a parade route for the 2021 World Series championship to go through Lower Manhattan. It's been a brutal, miserable year in which it seems like they're 10 games under. And I think everybody kind of looks at them as if they're 10 games under. Between the injuries and COVID and the Stanton performances and, you know, Gardner still here and Odor and now guys you've never heard of coming in to fill in. And it's nice to see Florial do well because you've all heard of him. You knew the kind of prospect he was. And they haven't really come through with prospects for us. So as Yankee fans, you're waiting for a wave of players to come up from Scranton Wilkes-Barre and be, you know, the foundation of the future of the Yankees. And we haven't had that. And I don't know what Florial will end up being, but I know it's nice to see him here. And it's nice that he was right in the middle of that today. And it is a bright spot in an otherwise difficult situation. I really think it's a difficult situation. So I'm happy to see that. But overall, I can't get overly excited about tonight only because the hole's so deep. You know, the hole is so deep. And tomorrow comes up so fast, 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. They're playing baseball again. Domingo Herman, you know, will be pitching. And it's 8:15 now, 10 after 1 tomorrow, they'll be playing. So it is hard for a real diehard fan who sees the big picture to get overly excited about a win like that. But it was nice for all Yankee fans who also hate the Red Sox, to see that crowd go home unhappy. And to see that crowd, by the way, which all stay. They all stay. I mean, you got to give them credit. They stay. And I know it was a 4-3 game, and I know a lot of them were going out in the city of Boston tonight. But when you watch Red Sox games, one thing you notice is that they are packed in tight, and there are hardly ever any empty seats that you see in a ball game between the Yankees and Red Sox. And whether it's they have nowhere to go, it's an old ballpark, they don't have the kind of suites and under-stadium entertainment and buffets and all the, you know, the first-world problems that Yankee season ticket holders down at the lower end behind the plate have. But there's never a problem there with that group staying. They stay. And they were disappointed today. They were bored, I think, for seven innings. I think the eighth inning took as long as the first seven combined. It was just miserable from a entertainment standpoint. And the frustration level with Stanton, I don't know that it can get any higher. I just don't know that it can get any higher. And I know he had the bloop double, but it's just painful. It's painful. And some of the fielding is painful. The play at the end of the game between Allen and Florial with the game 4-3 and Allen taking a ball from the center fielder. Just, you know, little league stuff. And then, obviously, the catcher doesn't know how many outs there are. And Brantley gets, you know, he's past third base when they throw back to first to end the inning by tagging the bag because he left thinking there were two outs when there was only one. And we've been talking about it all year that there's no seeming penalty for anything that goes wrong. Nobody ever leaves or gets admonished, or there's never any public or private, it seems, because there's no change in playing time. There's no reprimanding. There's no learning going on. And look, it's the major leagues. I don't know that there should be any learning going on. I don't think you teach base running like that in the major leagues. So I don't know what to say about that part of it. Again today, though, we saw Brantley after the leadoff hit in the eighth inning. One of the reasons he was on first base is because he couldn't bunt. He couldn't bunt that runner over to give LeMahieu a runner in scoring position with one out in the eighth inning because he couldn't bunt. And they even said it on the broadcast, on the Fox broadcast. You know, I guess Brantley can't bunt because that would be the perfect time to get the runner to second with one out for LeMahieu. And they couldn't do that. And he grounded to second, and he was on first when the fly ball went to the outfield, and he ran all the way around the bases. And that's part of, you know, Fenway being loud. I'm sure the first base coach is screaming, hey, get back, but he's gone by then and can't hear him, and he's turned third base, and he realizes, oh, there was only two outs. And that kind of thing happens to the Yankees all the time, and no one seems to care. So really, this is a perfect example from a fan standpoint of taking it any way you want to. Was it a great win? It was a necessary win. Others might say great, down 3-0 with no signs of life. No signs of life. And they end up winning the game on the road against the first-place Red Sox. Others would say it's nice, but they're still got real problems like the ones I just identified. They still have a long way to go to get back in the race, and they still have injury problems and underperformance that's going to make tonight very forgettable by next week. And either side could be right. Maybe it is a big win tonight. Maybe it's just nice to win one on the road on a Saturday afternoon at Fenway, but in the end it won't mean anything toward what kind of postseason chance they have this year. And you can choose, you know, and make a pretty good argument either way. I think right now, though, the easier argument to make is it's a blip on the radar. Because this team, even though it had been playing pretty good baseball for a while, and at one point recently had won 9 out of 12, they have real issues hitting the ball and real issues scoring. They lead the league in hitting into double plays. They are next to last in runners in scoring position. And there hasn't been any sense along the way that that's going to change. Like, you know, so many people use the cliche, well, it'll all even out. It'll all even out is just an excuse to make people feel better. It doesn't all even out. It never has all evened out. It doesn't even out in the course of 162 games the way people say it does. It's just something people say to make them feel better. We have a lot of those, right? We have a lot of those. You know, the family needs closure. Some do. Some just like the word. They want something out there that will help them cope. And that's what most of these sayings or these thoughts are. They're coping mechanisms. They're a way to get through something and feel better about it. It all evens out. You know, it all evens out. And hopefully you can delude yourself into thinking it all evens out. I think most people are aware, if they really think about it, it rarely evens out. And I'll tell you, coaches know that it rarely evens out. But it is best to tell your team, hey, boys, it evens out. Because you want them positive. You don't want them thinking, boy, everything happens to us all the time. It's going to happen again. I know it is. It always does. You don't want them thinking that way. So you tell them, boys, it evens out. You know, it evens out. Keep fighting. Keep battling in there. It'll even out. We'll get the breaks. And today they did, right? Today they got two bloop doubles down the right field line. Then they gave up one to put themselves second and third in a 4-3 game trying to hold the lead, and they barely did. They barely held that lead and then closed it out with Chapman, who was pretty good, not great, in the ninth inning, and that was that. And they got themselves a win today, and now with Herman, they can at least stay with their heads above 500, which is really always what I think about when I think about the trade deadline. Be above 500, have 60 games to go, and do your best work in those 60 games, or in this case, 55 games. They'll have something like that, 53, 55 games left after the deadline. Deadline has moved up one day this year. It is July 30th rather than the 31st. 31st falls on a Saturday, so it is Friday, July 30th, so you've got, you know, figure it out, 13 days here, or I should say, not 13 days, but 8 days or so to, oh, is it this Friday, right? What am I saying? 6 days. You've got six, really five, right? Because you got Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday's the deadline. So you got 5 days plus part of Friday to figure this out. And I don't expect they'll sell. I don't expect that they'll cash in the season. You can argue back and forth whether they should or not. But I'll tell you, I used to talk about Gary Sanchez and his negativity as a defender and as a streak hitter being kind of an anchor pulling this team down. Now it is clearly Stanton's $300 million that is the anchor. I mean, it is clearly Stanton's inability to be a threat and to be a force with any sense of regularity is, I think, as big a concern about this year as anything else. Given all the things that happened off the field and all the injuries and COVID, they needed Giancarlo Stanton to be an above-average player. They didn't need him to be great. But they can't have them like this because fans like you don't believe in this team, in large part because you don't believe Stanton will bail them out. You know, they're getting good starting pitching. People don't even realize how good the starting pitching in general has been. They don't even realize it. You know, if you look at the American League statistics, you'll see it, but they don't even notice just how good they've been as a regular season has gone on in pitching the baseball. And Taillon has an unbelievable record in July. But it doesn't help when you're this bad offensively. And they're really hard to watch, as they were today, until they got the breaks. They were really hard to watch. It was the opposite of compelling. They are an offensive team right now that is a prescription for apathy. You know, they just never make you go, wow, as they're currently constituted. And by the way, again today, 10 hits, did get four doubles, but two of them were bloop doubles that ended up in the, you know, one bouncing into the stands, opposite field with English. And again today, no home runs. I mean, this is supposed to be a team that bashes the ball out of the park. Now, we know that they don't have Sanchez, Judge, Voit, so a lot of their power is not in the lineup right now, but it has been all year with and without those guys, and all of them have been in and out. Just hasn't been there for them. Anyway, let's find out what you're thinking. We'll get into the Mets situation. They're down 3-0 right now in their game with Toronto. Get into anything you want to talk about, really, regarding football. We have another couple days, but this is really it this week, right? Everybody starts to report, and next week you'll get actual 2 weeks from now anyway, you'll get actual preseason games. So you're going to, you know, it's going to come up on you rather fast again. And remember, it's a 17-game regular season. So up a game from what we're used to, and that will change how people look at it. But here, we have enough questions with our own two teams that should keep us pretty busy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.